it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Rotatoes! What's happening? How you doing? It's Friday, and we're back again with another regularly scheduled episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast, and boy, do we have a treat for you! But just before we get there, I know I have talked about it endlessly and relentlessly over the last couple of weeks, but please go and check out theforceofextinction.com, where you can find out all the information for the backer kit. We have put so much effort and time into this thing, and I really want it to be a success, and I really, really want the whole team to get this big old W. So please, we're probably approaching the finishing line as you're listening to this, so any final push that you can give us whatsoever so we can hit those Dungeon Crawler Carl numbers, I'm joking, that's crazy. If you know what that is, you will know what I'm referencing. But truly, getting anywhere funding on any level would mean everything to us. And I generally don't know if we funded by this point or not, but we'll be in the final stretch. So if you can help us reach that goal, if you can help us get over the line, that would be utterly incredible. And it would mean everything. So thank you so much for if you have backed, if you are one of the people that have backed and now you're listening to me plug this thing again, then I apologize. But I really can't tell you how much I appreciate you. It is just wonderful and amazing and awesome and great and epic. And so thank you a huge, huge amount. But we have a treat for you today, because we recorded a holiday arc / Christmas arc and we're releasing it in June. Obviously, were you on the Rotating Heroes Patreon, you would have got this around the holiday time, but that is just how far ahead we are over on the Patreon. So if you want to get cool themed arcs like this at an appropriate time of the year, then please go and check out the Patreon, patreon.com/ Rotating Heroes Pod. It is little as $5 a month. You get access to all this, plus the arc box. There's so many goodies on there, plus a bunch of bonus episodes, including John Mackey streaming as Shaddy. Just a bunch of really, really fun and cool stuff. So if you enjoy that and if you want to check out some more, then please go and check out the patreon.com/ Rotating Heroes Pod. That's enough waffle from me. It's about time that we go ahead and get into this week's episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. Take it away, boss me.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes podcast.
The Rotating Heroes podcast, everybody. My name is Jasper William Cartwright, and I'm not your GM. What? Crazy.
Get out of my chair! Get out! Get out of there!
Ha! Please, stop kicking me!
No! I didn't mean to. Get up off the floor. This looks bad.
I already moved. Please. Dad, stop.
Dad? No! Don't like that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. but no, I am not the GM or his dad. Ed Spence, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. You are the GM and you are not
your dad.
Also, yeah.
Thank you so much for having me back under increasingly dubious circumstances.
Increasingly dubious. So speaking of dubious, John Mackey, welcome back to the show as well.
Hey, it's me, the one guy with no accent. Just a regular, boring guy. I'll do one. I'm going to do an accent.
The majority of our listeners are American, so like that's actually true.
I'm one of you. Hello, everyone.
One of the people.
Yeah. We all just do a Bane voice for the next couple
We're
of episodes.
We're all normal.
I am Axis's reckoning.
The Salt Father comes back with a mask, and I'm like, yes.
You adopted space. I was born in it, or whatever. I don't know what the
fuck he says. Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
It's so funny how you're like, I don't remember, but you did the quote perfectly.
It is? It's, you adopted the dark, I was born in it.
I was born in it? Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm smart.
It's just funny because you were like, I don't know, whatever, but I just fucking nailed it.
I thought I was wrong. I thought for sure I was wrong. But
hey, you're correct. Well done.
This is the kind of genius you're going to get on this episode, folks.
We actually had a slew of great jokes right before we hit record. Yeah. They've just all dried up. I'm so sorry.
So good.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Very excited for this extremely not holiday-themed arc. And anyone who mentions holidays or Christmas will be thrown out, kicked out, chucked out of the window. A big thanks to Ed Spence stepping into the breach here to GM. Why, you ask? Because I am going to be playing Yertle Turlet.
Whoa!
The best named character in Axis.
I'm so excited. Like, I know, obviously, you know, this is coming around the holiday period, but I do just want this to be, like, a really nice kind of, like, standing on its own, you know, piece of this tapestry you've created. Like, genuinely, I don't want this to be a Christmas miniseries. So, no, you're insane.
This is not going to be a Christmas miniseries. So, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I hate Christmas, by the way. We haven't gotten into that.
Really?
No. Ollie, can you just mute that Christmas music you've got playing underneath us right now? Can you just lose that? That'd be great. Thanks. Okay, great. Perfect.
I suggest in that case, like, let's sort of shake that off. And, I mean, are you both ready to jump straight in?
I am so ready.
Okay, rotators, settle in for the first episode of this brand new miniseries starring two brothers. Was the season of taxes, and all through the air were the whispers of mergers, of stocks and of shares. For 'twas on this most auspicious of nights, two companies had decided that two wrongs make a right. The spider accountants of Webflix and Co. 2 were ignoring foul antitrust laws, wouldn't you? And as one bought the other within Century Tower, over these noble conglomerates a shadow would lower. For even a festive tale is in need of a baddie, and who could be worse than the man they call Shaddy? But that is not the start of our tale. So let us start over with chapter 1, Merry Axis. Shaddy was dead to begin with. He did not know how it had happened. Indeed, he did not know it had happened at all. Indeed, he had no memory of anything whatsoever. For Shaddy was a reprint. The son of Porcelina and Miraloo, Shaddy was a member of the Turlet family, one of the most powerful companies in the Axis system. For them, death had never been an issue. For every time a member of the Turlet family died, a perfect copy was reprinted. A conveyor belt of capitalists in this way was their longevity assured. They controlled everything. Robotics, skyworks, crew liners, governments, everything except for their son, Shaddy. You see, some time ago, gentle listener, Shaddy had run off. Shaddy had gotten into a great deal of trouble. And by great deal of trouble, I in this case mean thoroughly killed dead at the hands of a being known only as the Salt Father. This, for the Turlets, was the last straw. Not that they dealt in farming. And this reprint of their son would be a blank slate. No memory, no friends, no unpredictability, nothing more than a personality in a pliable body. Useful and practical. An asset to the family. Of course, Shaddy did not know any of this. Shaddy doesn't know any of this. And as he sits in a perfectly white, windowless waiting room outside the office of his parents' right hand, John, would you like to describe the figure that we see waiting there?
Shadi's sitting, really poor posture. He's got a bottle of some sort of drink, but he can't get the top of it off. He thinks it's a screw top, but it is not a screw top. There's some sort of other apparatus, and he's kind of got his tongue sticking out of the side of his mouth, like really intently trying to get this lid off of this drink. And he just like, and it slips and it falls and it breaks on the floor. And he kind of like looks around and he just kind of takes the pieces of the glass and kind of puts them into a little pile and pushes them underneath the little table that's sitting in front of him. And he grabs a little coffee table kind of book that has pictures on it. And he's just looking through it as if nothing happened, kicking the pieces of this broken bottle under the table further.
Can you make a sleight of hand check for me?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Already? Fuck. Okay.
It's so funny. It's just my favorite thing in the world to have Shadi, who literally like owns part of this company. Just being
13.
You scuff the red carpet beneath your feet a little bit and you tear up some of the fibers as you just like push it to one side. Shadi, why do you think you are here?
I was called and I just instinctively answer the call. I just knew I had to be here. And I rushed here. I just, because I knew if I wasn't exactly on time, there would be consequences. So I'm a little bit disheveled. My what is more a uniform than historically is what Shadi would be wearing is like maybe buttoned a little weird, like the buttons aren't exactly in. And so I've just obviously rushed because I knew that like I had to be here as quickly as possible. And I don't know exactly, but there's just like this sense of just like uncertainty and like, but I'm also a little bit kind of like my interest is piqued because I'm like, I finally feel like I've been called to do something.
The second hands of the clock in the waiting room continue round and round and round. As you look at the coffee book in your hand, can you make a perception or insight, whichever you would rather?
Okay, let's see. We're going to go perception. And that's a nat 20.
Boom! Let's go.
Incredible. Okay, so I will say that you notice a couple of things as you're flicking through, and you can see that this is mostly a catalog. It is things that are bought and sold by the Turlet, its various subsidiaries. And as you go through, you can see that there are a number of holiday sales. It is close to the many, many holidays that wrap themselves around the Axis system. But as you make your way through, you can see it has fallen open in the kitchen segment. You can see cutlery, you can see ovens, you can see baking instruments, you can see reams and reams and reams of books and recipes and salt and pepper shakers and salt and pepper and salt and pepper and salt and salt and salt and salt and salt. And there is something about that that scratches at something. And I will say with a natural 20, can you make an insight check for me, please?
Oh, no. 11.
It is strange. For a moment, it is as though one becomes two. There is something about the word salt that seems to slice straight through you, bisecting you. And you shake it out of your hand, as in the corner of the room, you are interrupted from this reverie by the sound of the news.
With the shocking news that Webflix will be purchasing Co. in the latest of a series of escalating buyouts by the company from across the system. With only 2 days before the holidays, many unions are concerned about what this might mean for worker rights and their employment prospects over the winter ahead. Indeed, one of Webflix's previous purchases, the Employee Legal Firm Group, have come out ahead of this buyout, warning against a monopoly and expressing fears over reports that artificial intelligence could replace countless jobs. They wish to meet with the Webflix owner, Jack Widow, to dissuade him from...
And as this is going, where is your mind at, Shadi?
I drift towards the news and all the words kind of start to sound like gibberish to me. And I am just kind of like mouthing along to it because it sounds like a, like the, I'm just kind of like, and I don't even make out any of the words. It's just like, it's just gibberish to me. But I'm like, and I'm like, I see all the imagery and I like take it in probably in some form or fashion, but it's just like, I don't know what anybody's talking about.
You, in this windowless room with these halogen lights glimmering overhead, you hear a door to your right just open up. As stepping on through, you see a figure that you have not seen in quite some time. As Jasper, would you like to describe the figure that Shadi sees?
So, stood with a wide stance in the door, cargo shorts, with just like a couple too many pockets, but all filled with stuff. Utility belt with various knickknacks and useful tools on it, and an extremely tightly fitting shirt with an incredibly broad chest. The first thing that you, a keen viewer, would see is that he is maybe 2 inches taller than Shadi, and that's a very important fact. As Yernal Turlet stands in the door, they thought I could smell something. It's you.
I didn't fart.
Okay, I didn't,
That's what you were trying to say. You were trying to say that I farted. I didn't fart.
So you just smell like this?
No, the room smells like this because the paint that they use smells like farts.
Well, then why do they have that? And he points across to a little, like, plug-in air freshener in the wall. Feels like they're trying pretty hard.
Maybe that thing smells like farts.
Oh, maybe.
Shut up!
Okay. Are you okay? I feel like you're, you seem a little...
I'm fine.
You seem a little tense, dude.
I'm still like kicking pieces of glass underneath the table.
Your foot's just bleeding.
Yeah, can you make a perception check for me?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a 16 plus 5.
You note as Shadi, and you are quite unaware of this, poor as your perception is, but as you have been kicking the glass to one side, you have actually managed to tear your way entirely through your boot, and you have managed to incur 1 point of damage.
Awesome! That's how we're getting started here, Ed! Come on!
Dude, do you want a bandage? Are you good?
I'm fine! I'm fine!
Are you good?
Yes.
Are you good?
I throw the book at Urinal.
What?
Make a ranged attack roll for me.
Yeah. I want to try and catch the book with as like minimal movement as possible.
Okay, dexterity saving throw. If you're able to meet or exceed Shadi's throw,
oh no,
you're all good.
I don't think I will.
Well, I rolled a 6, so...
I also rolled a 6. Oh! Brothers!
Look, in your minds, this throwing of the book and the catching is the coolest fucking thing in the world. But in reality, it's this soft, wet throw and this, like, dry slap away as the book just on the ground.
Dude! Come on. Mom's gonna be pissed if you keep throwing books at me.
Sorry. Well, so stop saying stuff that makes me mad.
I can't help it. I feel like you just get mad.
I get,
like,
mad at everything, yeah. All
right. See, you got mad at me saying you get mad.
I hate that these are our protagonists so much.
Hey, listen, dude. We, I haven't seen you in a bit. How are you holding up?
Fine. I look fine, don't I?
Yeah. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
Just like doing stuff, making calls, making my way downtown, you know, all sorts of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living up to the family name, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, do you like know for sure what you were doing like 2 months ago? I got like this weird like hole in the old memory and I'm feeling a bit foggy. I feel like, did we go on a rager? Is that what happened?
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
That's probably what it is, right?
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Totally.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we just got wasted.
Yeah, we just got totally wrecked. Okay, cool.
So as you have entered, you would know that you are both here at the behest, not of your parents, but at the calling of their right hand. Armitage Shanks.
Fuck, Armitage. I forgot about Armitage. Shit.
And as you say this over by the door on the opposite side of the room, you just hear... And you see this tiny little withered figure that is sat at this weirdly old-fashioned, like, high stool and high desk wearing fingerless gloves and just rubbing his hands together as this tiny little...
I hate you.
...elf who is just sort of sat there. This little kind of elven gnome just looks across at you, like, entirely ignored. And
Mr. Shanks will see you now.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were Shanks for a second. Oh, I was like, what happened to him? Jeez. What's your name? Actually, I don't think I care about what your name is. You're like not important, I guess. You're just here to tell us.
Good, because I'd forgotten mine.
Good. Okay, awesome. Awesome. Shaddy, do you know who this loser is? Why has he got holes in his gloves? It's not even cold in here. Well, I don't even know why he's got those on.
Dude, just let him live, dude. Can't we just let people live sometimes? Jeez.
Yodel's face turns, like, and he gets, like, actually serious. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not what we do.
I don't... Shaddy, like, kind of, like, shakes off, like, a weird moment of just... Like, I mean, yeah, screw you, man.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Screw... And he throws a book at the little guy.
Make a ranged attack as you hit Crab Botcher.
Crab Botcher!
I rolled a nat 1, so this should be fun.
I will say, even with a nat 1, you just hear a... as he just, like, topples off that stool and falls, just very loosely, like...
Does the nat 1 mean he killed him?
Hang on, let me roll a die. So that's 6 points of damage. You,
shit.
There is an initial, and then everything goes strangely silent.
Oh no.
Just a little crumpled heap on the corner of the floor.
It's fine. We'll fix him later. It's cool.
I go over and I like stand up. I just check his pulse.
It's faint, but it is there.
Okay.
But it's so faint and so slow.
And I stand up and I turn over my shoulder and I just look at Urinal and I say, he's fine.
I look back. I for some reason I've turned my back and I'm also looking over my shoulder. Good.
And I like kind of bend to the side to like look around you to see if there's somebody that you're talking to. And see no one.
You realize I'm so close to the closed door.
You notice that as the two of you are standing there, not looking at one another, speaking to one another's backs, and as little Crab Botchet lies prone, maybe dying on the floor, on the other side of the room, the rather more ominous wooden door belonging to Mr. Armitage Shanks remains closed and silent.
I think Yodel I'll stride over and just give it a thump. Hey, what's up, Shanks?
Enter.
Shaddy, you gotta go first.
What?
You gotta go first, man.
He told you to enter. I didn't even know. He doesn't know.
Just go first. Just fucking go first. I'm older, okay? So you go first.
Shetty looks down at his like clothes and he's like trying to make them look good, but he like fixes buttons, but he fucks up a couple of the other ones and he looks actually worse than he did before he started.
Stop doing the buttons. Just get it. Just do it. Just get out.
And then he like just kind of like gets himself together and he like tries the knob. I think the first time he probably turns it the wrong way and won't open.
How many times have you been through this door? Come on.
Just make a straight strength check for me, Shadi.
Please get an at 20 and rip the door off its hinges.
No, it's 18. 18.
It's still pretty good.
The brass handle just off in your hand, and you just have this loose handle as the door slowly...
And I, like, I throw the handle to urinal.
No! No! Oh, God! Oh! Hey! Hey, Mr. Shanks. Hello.
Shadi salutes, even though he's not sure if this he's supposed to or not.
What the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
What the fuck?
Oh, that is a bad thing to do because, no. Shadi, as the door begins to creep open.
Oh, no. He's like ex-Marines or something.
You are met with a large wooden office. There is wood paneling, and everything is strangely cold. It is as though mist ekes out of the door. And you can see that on the other side of this dark, dark room, a single candle fluttering. You see a figure behind a desk, suited, and you see their silhouette as their head turns to look at you. Armitage Shanks's head has always alarmed you, in that it is not a head at all. Armitage Shanks is the right hand of the Turlet family. Their tight-fisted hand against the grindstone, and after displeasing Porcelina one too many times, a hand is all that remains of him, set upon the shoulders of a suited, robotic body where his head should be. And as his hand slowly becomes a mouth, and he just looks towards your saluted hand by your very present head, you see him just stare at you with five fingers.
Drop your fucking hand. Drop your fucking hand.
Shaddy's like, he goes from a salute and he just turns it into a thumbs up.
I grab his thumb. I'm like holding on.
No, don't do that, dude.
What?
Dude, don't do hand stuff.
Sorry.
Keep them in your pockets. We gotta keep them in our pockets.
As you do this, you watch as this hand in place of a head slowly begins to form a fist. And just becoming a thumb begins to just turn down.
Oh no! Shadi, you're gonna die!
I always told your parents they were too soft on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? What do you mean? They were mean. They're very hard on.
They only beat us a couple times, didn't they, Shadi? They were pretty soft on us, right? They should have beat us every day. That's what we wished would happen always, didn't we, Shadi? We just wished that we'd get beaten more often.
In this moment, Shadi's like really, really like getting scared, and he does cry. A single tear comes out of his eye because he can't control it.
As you do this, Jasper, can you make an insight check for me, please?
That is a 23.
As you see Shadi's tear in the corner of your own eye, trying desperately not to look away from Armitage Shanks, suddenly a feeling of deja vu comes over you. And I'm going to ask you a very, very simple and innocuous question. When is the first time you remember seeing your brother cry?
Oh! Oh, okay. Like, when do I really remember, or when does this Yernal remember?
When does the original Yernal remember?
Oh! Shadi cries a lot.
Yeah.
I think maybe he gets a flash to seeing Shadi open up like a test result And like he's like, we're all they. Our parents have lined us all up in a row. I'm probably like 8, so Shadi's like 6-ish. We're all lined up in a row. We all have an envelope with our test results in them, and like one by one, we have to just open them and like pull the like thing out and read what we got. And our parents are just like sat in chairs in front of us. And if you do bad, you have to like leave the lineup. And so far, like no one's left the lineup. And then I remember it getting to Shadi, and he just started crying immediately as soon as he saw his score. And I think Yernal at the time was like, sick. I won't be the first one to go if my results are all so bad. But they weren't. It was fine. But this is the first time I'm remembering this.
I mean, I was going to say, this memory, as it floods over you, it is over in a second, and yet it lingers. It is a memory, but it is not one that you remember.
Oh, I forgot where I was for a second. Okay. Ah! Back to being freaked out again by the hand. Shadi. Shadi.
What?
That rager, I think... We fucked up, man.
What do you mean?
I think we went too hard.
Yeah, we always do.
No, but I'm serious this time. I think we broke something.
I feel okay. And Shadi starts, like, doing his arms, like...
Stretching?
Yeah, he's like, I think I'm okay. Like, bends all of his fingers individually. He's like, you can see him really concentrating while he's, like, bending each of his toes. Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Hey, Mr. Shanks, thanks for calling us here. I know that Mom had, some stuff that needed to get done, and I want you to know that Shadi and I, whilst maybe we're not your first choice all the time, we are dutiful to the family, and we will make sure that we do whatever needs to be done, sir.
Shadi's just like, staring at Yernal, like nodding so big that he's like getting whiplash, just kind of going back and forth between Yernal and...
Dude, you're gonna hurt your neck again. You're gonna hurt your neck. Remember, you've got a reoccurring in your neck, okay? Just come on.
You just watch as Shank's head just tips to one side and unballs from the fist and once again begins to form that same flappy mouth.
How have you fucking brought the Muppets into my world, you absolute ass?
It's not a Christmas episode.
It's not a Christmas episode.
Shanks, just looking at you both, begins to stand. And heading over towards the corner of his desk, begins to warm his open head against the candle flame. Just kind of rubbing himself as he just turns to look at you both.
I have a job for the both of you. Tomorrow night, within the walls of Century Tower, a party is being held. There, the heads of Webflix and Co. will be signing on the dotted line to officiate a happy union. Quite what Webflix wants with Co., we do not know, but this merger will prove problematic. For your parents' grip over the access system. Already our stocks are beginning to plummet. We must move to stop it.
The stocks are plummeting? Yernal once again gets so serious. Okay, say less.
But I must say more.
And Shadi goes, continue.
And just like, the head just turns towards you and gives a little like click and a point and just like, a good boy.
Finger guns you.
Shadi almost puts up another salute, but then remembers not to.
I do that thing where you like knee someone in the like thigh. I'm just like, don't do it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
To this end, we should like for you to prevent this buyout by any means necessary.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume if you've asked Shadi to do this, that means we're not necessarily that upset if things get messy. No offense, Shadi.
What? Shadi, like wasn't listening for a second.
He just heard his name and dialed back in.
He was remembering the fist, the hand and missing, the hand opening and closing, seeing it point. It all just was too much for him, and he missed kind of part of what was said.
Are you following a Shetty?
And he's like, another huge head nod, like he heard the whole thing. He's not going to admit that he didn't hear it.
Oh, can you make a deception check for me?
Oh, no!
He actually does, he has this really intense way of listening where he, like, zones out so that he doesn't have any other functions going on. He's just ears, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mean that he's just ears, like he's just one body part, because that would be...
And even though if I was just ears, it would actually be okay for me to be just ears. It's okay for you to be one body part.
Yeah. It's cool, actually, if he was just ears.
God, you were so close to an advantage, but...
No!
I did roll a 19, though, so everything's fine.
Yes!
I hope.
Armitage Shanks looks at you, and if he could gaze daggers, he would be, but he looks back towards you, Shaddy, and just nods.
Good boy. Messiness is something that we would like to avoid if we possibly can. And get that spruce tree out of my office!
You can see Crab Botchet just immediately begin to turn around, pulling away a green tree out of the office as he turns back towards you both.
And to that end, you will have a handler on this mission.
A what, sorry?
Handler, he said. Handler.
Sorry, I just misheard. You, sir. I'm so sorry. He's done that thing, right? Like, where he's, like, in the classroom and he's, like, trying not to laugh in front of the teacher.
I sincerely hope, young man, that you are not trying to make light of the service and the years that I have provided for your family.
No, sir. I'm not. I misheard you. I'm so sorry.
We must all make sacrifices in the name of progress. You understand that, don't you? It is not enough to love your fellow man. It is not enough for tidings and joy to carry us through this world. You understand that, don't you, boy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make your preparations and be sure to be at Century Tower tomorrow night. It is on the outskirts of the Nebula of Zarathos.
I.
Shaddy.
You what?
It's a family song.
Yeah,
we sing.
Yeah, we sing.
mom loves.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Mr. Shanks, sir. We'll do you proud, I promise.
Yeah. And I hope no one comes to visit you at this time of year so that you can stay focused on your work and not distracted by meaningless things like mirth and joy.
Shaddy reaches out a hand to shake hands.
And quite without thinking, Shanks immediately just bends at the hip and brings his head into your hand and just shakes before immediately straightening up and,
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. I apologize. Get the fuck out of my office now.
Okay. Yes, sir.
No worries.
We walk out. When we walk out, I try to gingerly close the door that no longer has a handle, and it won't, and it just kind of closes and then opens a little bit more.
We try to like get into the hole instead, like try to pull it towards us. Like fuck, dude, you move to the left. I can't get my finger in. I need to get my finger in so I can fucking hook it closed. Okay.
And so I take the handle of the door back from Urinal, and I like stick the handle through the hole that was left and try to like fish it through the place where the lock would go.
As Shaddy does that, Urinal can't help himself, and his like teen self just comes out as I just fully push Shaddy back into the room and then just peg it out the other side.
As you barrel through the door, Shaddy, can you make a very quick insight check?
Hey, 19.
As you fall in, and before you can even step out of the room, for a moment, just for the smallest of moments, you see Armitage Shanks just leaning over the desk, as muttering to himself between his fingers,
God, I'm so lonely.
Hey, get out of my office now!
Shaddy stands up and trips over his own feet and kind of falls into the door, like the door frame. And then just says, sir, of course, sir. I just want you to know, we all feel like that sometimes. I swear we do. And he just like backs out of the door and slams it. And it probably opens back up a little bit. So he slams it again. And then he's standing in the doorway and he's like making hand contact with this guy. And then after a second of just like kind of staring into his hand, he's just like, okay. And then he just turns and runs away.
As you rush away from the office of Armitage Shanks, this door creaking open and shut and open and shut. Two brothers, what are you doing to prepare before your journey towards Century Tower?
I know exactly what Yernal's thinking. I turn around to Shadi, I pull out the company card, I wave it like, you know what we need to do, right? Tactical gear.
Launch.
Okay, actually, you know what? That was a better suggestion. Launch first, then tactical gear. We go get some fat hoagies.
As you step out into the streets and as you go and grab your space hoagies and as you go and grab your space tactical gear, moving on through, we end on a couple of snapshots around, freeze frames, if you will, of these two brothers prancing through snowy streets, moving past a choir of children singing. At one point, you come out of a shop and you're dressed in the same thing and you're laughing and you go and sort of you're taking photos in photo booths.
As that happens, a guy, a sort of a mixed race, kind of brown, medium height guy, steps out, maybe in his early 30s, rips the matching sweaters off of their backs and goes, "This isn't a holiday episode!" And walks off.
As Jasper William Cartwright makes his way through the streets of the Axis system, Jasper, can you make... with no modifiers, because you are Jasper William Cartwright.
I'm just me.
Can you make a perception check for me, please?
8.
As you walk away from these two individuals who immediately start laughing and prancing away again, you start to hear a soft sound.
Oh, no.
Good King Wench, I slash looked out on the feast of Stephen.
As turning to your side, you see a small little girl.
Who the fuck are you? What are you doing in my world?
A space penny for a space urchin, governor.
I will magically produce like whatever the highest form of currency is in the world that I created. I will hand it to this child and be like, "It means nothing, kid."
A space billion! Oh, it's almost as big as I am!
As she rushes off down the street and you are left...
I'll just trip her up and so she falls in the snow first.
Jesus Christ!
I gave her £1 billion, okay? She'll be fine.
And you realize you have no idea how to get out of this fucking world you've created.
Shit.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you'd like to hear more, please check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon. This episode was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Producers are me, Jasper William Cartwright, Jess Jewell, and Chad Pytel. Our social media manager is Ellie Crook, and the episodes are edited and sound designed by the wonderful Oliver Moore. And your cast for this arc have been Edward Spence as the GM, me, Jasper William Cartwright as Yernal Turlet, and of course, John Mackey as Shadi Turlet.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.